We're pitching tents left and right during the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout. Brought to you by Macho Mobile Storage, Lloyd Park, and Grand Prairie. And live from the woods on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
From the Kingdom of Nye, from the high desert, overlooking Lake Ticket, welcome back to Junior Coast to Coast. We're discussing the paranormal, the supernatural, and alien visitation. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. Joining me is an expert in all three areas. He has authored many books. It's Dr. Gordon Keith. Your specialty is anal probing, and I appreciate you joining us for this program.
Indeed, thank you for having me.
We're broadcasting tonight from the epicenter of alien activity. That is the southwest of the United States, and so many of these alien visitations end with anal probing. Doctor, any theories as to what the aliens are looking for and why they look there?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on tonight.
You're quite welcome.
I don't think it's any secret, and all my research has certainly borne this out as I've plowed through the majority of government records that have been released and some that have not been released, that I was shown by a top-level Army general who is no longer in the service due to his speaking out on this issue.
He knew too much.
He did. And through all my research, I've discovered that extraterrestrials, aliens, as you call them, love the butt.
Yeah, the
fascinating.
Butt.
They love.
Woo! They well, love we're hearing not only perhaps ghosts from another dimension,
or Corby by the fire,
with too much Woodford Reserve.
But the aliens' obsession with the butt is not unlike a black man's. They just love looking at the butt. They love big butts. They cannot lie about that. They are obsessed with the human butt. They also, if you look in their browser history, all of their RedTube and YouPorn clips involve, well, for lack of a better term, the butt.
Fascinating. Let's talk to some of our listeners. Some listening in different dimensions, some with experiences with the supernatural, the paranormal, and, of course, alien visitation. Mm-hmm. And first up is Wayne, west of the Rockies. Hi, Wayne. You're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Yes. Junior?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, there's just something. I've been holding in a long time, and I was wondering if I could just get it out in this forum, because it is so awkward in life. I can't tell my friends. I can't tell my family.
Courage. You know? Courage. You're in a safe zone here, Wayne.
Courage.
Go ahead.
Okay, you can call me.
We're beside a lake of trust.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and start. It's probably about 10. I was visiting my grandmother. And up in
she touched you?
No. I was up in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma, and she left me to go with her, my uncles or whatever, and to go hunting deer, and they were drinking heavily.
The deer?
And, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I believe he meant her, his uncles.
Indeed.
Not the deer.
But eventually we were supposed to be hunting deer, and there was some movement in the brushes.
Mm-hmm.
And my drunk uncle took a shot, and we got there. I guess it was a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch of some sort.
They're the same thing.
When you say of some sort, what sort?
I don't know. I don't know what it was at all, but it was...
Wayne, were you messing with Sasquatch?
No, not at all. I didn't want to mess. I was 10. I didn't want to have a gun. It was my uncle's. It was just, there was so much blood. It was just a godforsaken bloodbath when we got up there.
If I may, Junior, I'd yes, like doctor. To be this man's interlocutioner. Sir, did this Sasquatch or Bigfoot look like a buffalo or a hog?
Now, great. And I think it was what's been haunting my dreams is that it like a female of some sort because it had these huge breasts.
Wayne, I think I know where you're going with this. And, Doctor, if I may.
Please.
Wayne, are you going to tell us that your uncles forced you to make love to the corpse of the Sasquatch?
That's proper
God,
protocol.
No. God, no.
God, no? Okay.
No. That's...
So you offended the Bigfoots. When you don't make love to one of their fallen corpses, you offend the Big Feet.
And that's why you've been haunted ever since.
Yeah, maybe so, I guess.
Wayne, thank you for your courage.
I think what needs to happen here in order to appease the big-footed community is that Wayne needs to offer his butt to the aliens.
Mike in Duncanville, or east of the Rockies, as it's known around here, you're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You are welcome.
I just want to preface this by saying back in the 50s, Duncanville was home to the Nike Hercules missiles. And those missiles in Duncanville weren't stored for the communist Russian. The reason the missiles were placed in Duncanville is because Duncanville is known to have a lot of extraterrestrial activity.
Mike?
Well, go ahead.
If I may, and this is actually true, when I was younger and we would visit my relatives in Lancaster and DeSoto, when we would drive down I-20 west, when you go through Duncanville, or just to the north of Duncanville, and it splits, and then you have that huge vista of Grand Prairie, and it goes down the hill.
Freaking out, man.
We were always told that where the highway splits, that big thing in the middle, that's where extraterrestrials captured in this area were taken, and that's where the government kept them. Is that what you're referring to, Mike?
You're absolutely right, Junior. And that's basically why they put the missiles in Duncanville, because of that vista. And that vista is hollowed out. And there's lots of alien remains, alien spaceships, and other alien things and stuff that are entombed in there.
I don't doubt that for a moment.
So true.
Now, whenever I was about...
That's okay, Mike. Thank you.
Whenever I was about 6 years old...
I'd like to tell a story. You mentioned your experience when you were younger.
Dr. Keith, go ahead, please.
When I was younger...
Do you mind if I sit in on this and just listen? I'm not really going to talk.
I was telling my story.
I know. I want to listen. Do you mind if I listen?
No, go ahead. Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
But I'm
now,
sorry.
Now those days are gone.
I have a question. And, I'm sorry. Are you singing a Beatles song?
I haven't finished my story.
I have a question.
The aliens did some stuff to my butt.
I have a question.
That's the end of the story.
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
I'm just an old friend.
Welcome.
Very mysterious.
Look,
we don't exactly.
You know what he is? He's a shadow person.
He is.
Our view of this new voice on the program is just of a shadow behind a smoky fire
that I built
here at Lake Ticket. Let's go to Weasel, east of the Rockies. You're on Junior Coast to Coast.
Junior Coast to Coast, the greatest segment ever on the Ticket, has finally returned.
Thank you, Weasel.
I do have to say, I do work for the Department of Homeland Security, so I'm going to take it serious here for a second. And I can confirm that aliens do exist. And they are illegal in this country. And they come from the Sombrero Galaxy.
You know that is not the kind of alien we're talking about.
Okay. Let me move on then. Because I have a couple points, because it's been 2 years since I've been on Junior Coast to Coast.
Okay.
First of all, I want two quick questions, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answers. Have you seen the new video of Sasquatch in North Carolina that nice gentleman took? And also, Junior, do you think we should still be sending, NASA should still be sending probes to Uranus? Or is that a waste of time?
See, that's childish. That's childish.
Yeah, we're on the lookout for prank callers to this program, and they will not be tolerated. Thank you, Weasel, if that is indeed your name.
Jeez. All right, here's my real story of my real unidentified flying object. This happened when I was probably about 19 years of age. And I walked outside of my parents' home in a very affluent North Dallas neighborhood.
Oh.
Actually wasn't that affluent. We wished it was, though. And it was nighttime. And I'm walking with my high school girlfriend at the time that extended a little bit beyond high school. And we're walking out to her car.
What were you wearing?
Some kind of cut-off shorts. Anyway.
God.
And so we walk to her car. My parents kind of live on a hill. They're at the top of the road.
Are you itchy?
And I look to my right, and I notice what appears to be, it looked like a half circle, but it was glowing orange.
How high in the sky?
It was pretty low, not far above the treetops, but it was about a mile and a half away.
Was it the moon?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, God, the moon is freaking, and this was big. This wasn't something small. And I said, God, man, look at the moon. Look at that. Is that the moon? And she goes, no, that's not the moon. And I go, how do you know? You're a dumb bitch.
Uh-oh.
And she said, because there's the moon. And they're, in a different part of the sky. It was clearly the moon. And we could not figure out what this thing was.
Was it moving?
No, it didn't appear to be. It was just there. And then, as we're watching it and trying to figure out what it was, it looks like it either retreats rapidly or it just got smaller and smaller and disappeared. Point of light disappeared.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That was my only encounter with something that I could not identify in the sky. But, it absolutely clearly was not the moon because we could observe both of them.
Based on my expertise, that sounds like a spaceship from Neptune. Or you may have been time traveling.
I don't think it's either of those. I think you're... Well, I should say I don't think I was time traveling. I do think it was a spaceship from Neptune full of Martians.
Right. All right, there might be one more segment of Junior Coast to Coast coming up, and we'll take a few more calls.
Are you confused on where Martians come from?
214-787-1310. As we continue from the high desert here at the Ticket Camp
Out. I'm going to question the validity of this.
In just a moment.